Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Richard Dolan, and Richard is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference, which is going to be held on the 7th and 8th of June in the Marriott Hotel Conference Center in Santa Clara in California. Now, I know that's a long way from where most of you live, but some of you might be interested. They put this on every year, and I've spoken in the past. I won't be speaking this year. Although we will have a booth there, and I'll be there on Sunday, and the booth will be there both days, 7th and 8th. Certainly, if you're interested in more information, the number to call is 425-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. And Richard will be speaking along with Joyce Riley and certainly Clifford Conacorm, Ralph Epperson, who's a frequent guest on our program, Jim Mars. It's really a great lineup. Barry Shamus is going to be there. A great lineup of guests. Almost looks like the people we have on regularly. Richard, we've had on in the past. Don't have him regularly, but fascinating individual. He's been studying UFOs and trying to analyze the information that's readily available and the information that's not readily available. There's been an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to confuse the American people about UFOs and, of course, to draw them, at least in my estimation, into the wrong direction as far as analyzing this phenomenon. And it is a phenomenon. I have no question in my mind that UFOs are real. The only question is, what are they? Richard, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Nice to be on.
And I want to mention that this is an entirely different audience. Richard was with us yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is an entirely different audience we have today. And so we will certainly don't mind if you go ahead and repeat yourself. So I'm going to let you start out by telling our listeners how you got started studying UFOs. That's sort
sure.
of an unusual concept for somebody. Did you ever get your PhD? I know you were writing a thesis.
Did I ever get my PhD?
Yes.
No, I left. I had 150 pages of a doctoral dissertation on national security strategy circa 1950 and got the UFO bug. And this was about 15 years ago. My dissertation was on Harry Truman and a little-known document called NSC 68. It was a Cold War document from 1950. In any case, I was doing nothing at all with the UFO topic. You don't do that sort of thing in academia. In the early 1990s, however, I came across a couple of references just in my personal life dealing with the so-called UFO cover-up, and I thought, you know, I'm studying this period of history in detail, that is the 1940s and 50s. If as these people often claim that there was a cover-up, it should be something that I would be interested in. I'd like to know, is there anything to this or not? And I took what I thought would be a 2 or 3 month little private project out of my life to look into the matter, and very quickly decided that there was something very serious there. That from a purely very conservative documentary perspective, that is, what are the relevant documents, confirmed documents about this, that there is more than enough to show that this is a very serious topic that has engaged U.S. national security interests at high levels for a long time. They're very, very interested in this topic, whereas at the same time, publicly, they minimize it or even debunk it so that the general public, and that also includes the mainstream media and the academic community, do not get involved in this. The national security state has been very successful at squashing this topic so that they and they alone have a monopoly on studying what's going on.
And so there's been an obvious, very conscious effort to deceive the American people about
yes.
even the existence of UFOs.
That's right.
Anybody who talks about it, you know, is, oh, he's one of those guys who believe in those little green men, you know.
That's
but
correct.
Yet yet there is so much evidence that they're there. I've personally known people within my own family who've seen them, you know, and no question at all that it exists. I can remember many years ago when I first started hearing about this, and there was some fellow who lived not too far from me who said he had been actually abducted by these aliens. And
right.
He would get on these way-out radio programs, and everybody would ridicule him. And yet, of course, there have been over 5,000, recorded alien abductions, and they're all very, very similar. There's a professor back at Harvard. What is it?
There's a great deal of consistency to the abduction stories. And not only that, skeptics should keep in mind that people who believe that they've had an abduction experience, A, they never seek publicity on this. This is exactly the opposite of what they want. They want to have a very quiet life and maybe try to figure out what happened to them. B, most of them, at least when the experience happens, are not at all familiar with abduction literature. So it's not like they're reaching into some book by Bud Hopkins or David Jacobs and pulling out all the details and confabulating on that basis. Now, it is true at this point in our culture's history that the basic alien abduction phenomenon is very well known to a lot of people. We've all heard about probing and all of this type of stuff. But the details of what happened in each instant, these are still very not widely known at all. And yet, with remarkable consistency, abductees describe the same kinds of things happening to them again and again. So there's something going on. I think the simplest solution, the simplest conclusion that we can make is that they are describing, roughly speaking, what has been happening to them. That is, they have been taken by beings who have access to very, very advanced technology, who are doing things with their DNA and their biology. And that is what it looks like.
And so this is not just imaginary, it's real, but the question is, why is the government an organized, orchestrated program to deceive the American people? Why don't they just come out and tell us the truth?
Well, it's a fair question. But I think the answer is that the truth of what is going on is a very, very difficult thing for them to handle.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with Richard Dolan, who's written one book. The next one's ready to come out. A third one will be available before long.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Network. Our guest this morning is Richard Dolan. And Richard, you pick up the story. We were simply talking about this organized effort to confuse the American people so that only government and government agents would really know what's going on. And, of course, they're all sworn to secrecy. And you would think, of course, that they would simply come forward, tell the American people the truth. But they have an active, organized propaganda campaign to confuse the issue.
Yeah. Now, one would think in a free society that this is exactly what they would do, that they would tell the public. And in fact, you know, you go back to the 1950s, remember the movie, the original version of War of the Worlds?
Yes.
Which was 1953, I believe. That's an interesting movie, and one of, you know, what happens is an alien probe crashes in California. This is, of course, adapted from 50 years before the story by Orson, by H.G. Wells. An object crashes in California, and what happens in the movie, this is post-World War II America, scientists go out there, the military goes out there, and the press all go out there. And what's incredible about the movie is that this journalist is right in the face of this general and this scientist, okay, and he's doing his reporting, and he's saying, all right, General, oh, do you think these are men from Mars? You know, in the vernacular of the 1950s. And the general and the scientist, they're both very, like, open with this journalist. They're saying, oh, well, yeah, we think it's very possible. Now, you know, that would never have happened even in the 1950s. But what's interesting is that this was the American version, the American vision of itself in the 1950s, that if something important happened, that our media would be right there, and furthermore, they would get full cooperation from our national security establishment and our scientific establishment. And as you and I know, and as I'm sure every listener out there knows, that's complete nonsense. That has not happened, but that is still what we like to tell ourselves. We go into this fiction that we have this very free society in which our media and our academic institutions are sort of like the watchdog for the people. Well, in some matters, that's true, but in many, many other matters, that is absolutely not true, and it has never been true regarding the UFO topic, not ever, not from the beginning. The reason that this secrecy is so important to those secret keepers is that there are many, many serious implications, I think, to this phenomenon. And to, you know, for the United States president to make some kind of announcement, that's not the easiest thing to do. All right? Now go back 50, 60 years and see how the secrecy might have started. Pretend that you're Harry Truman. Your top advisor has just come up to you and said, sir, we've apparently recovered technology from another civilization. Very advanced technology, not manufactured by human hands. That's a bombshell bit of information to deal with. And would you, as the president, tell this to the world? Well, your instinct might be to do so. But then again, you might not do so, because if you tell the world you've got this exotic technology, now it becomes very difficult not to share it with other people like the Soviet Union. We had this thing called the Cold War going on, as you recall, and Americans did not want to share that technology with the communist countries. They didn't want to share the technology with much, with anyone, really. And it's a lot easier to keep it to yourself if you don't acknowledge that you have it at all, of course. But I think what Truman did is what most people logically would do. You would initially say, let's hold on to it. Let's figure out if we can study this technology and understand it and come up with some neat ideas on what we could do with it. And then let's figure out who these other beings are. Do we have to worry about them? Let's just wait. We'll have contingency plans in place. If we need to tell the public, we'll do that, and so on and so on. And I believe that is exactly what started, how it started 60-plus years ago. Now, that was then, this is now. All right, this is no longer the 1940s. We're in a different world. But the problem is that secrecy develops its own motivations, its own momentum, its own profitability, and its own fear. I mean, you have a secret that you've kept for over 60 years. It may become very difficult now, politically, to just say to the world, oh, yeah, apparently we've been lying for 60 years about this very important matter. A matter that also may have cost the country a lot of money in terms of black spending, that is, the black budget. Because after all, if you've got this technology and you want to study it, that's going to cost money. Where do you get the money from? Well, you get it from the taxpayers, but they can't know that they're paying for it. That money goes into what's known as the black budget. What we know about the black budget today is that a lot of this is dominated not by the military per se, but it's all private contractors. So they're making a huge amount of money on this. They're very likely making a lot of money on the acquired UFO technology. These groups have no interest. They have no incentive in getting rid of this gravy train. So there's money involved. There's political issues involved. You know, a government that starts announcing that they've been lying for 60 years may have a credibility problem. Think back to the Gorbachev issue of the 1980s. Mikhail Gorbachev became leader of the Soviet Union in 1985. Talked about glasnost, openness. Well, it was an incredible moment in Soviet history. Never had happened before. And 6 years later, the Soviet Union ceased to exist. And that is because reform spiraled out of control of Gorbachev. And the same thing, I think, would happen with UFOs. The U.S. president says, UFOs are real, aliens are here. Well, he can't just end it there and say, I'm going on vacation, much as he might like to. Because then you've got follow-up questions. Sir, how much money have we spent secretly on this? Sir, what about claims that there are underground bases, a labyrinth of underground bases in the tunnels, which I think probably are the case? What about claims that humans are being abducted secretly, covertly by these aliens? Ah, well, that's a difficult issue to deal with. And there may not be a good answer. And you go even further into this field, because the more you dig in to this field, the more unsettling much of the information is. For example, there is reason to believe that these other beings have created a kind of they've done genetic manipulation to create a human-looking group that some have argued have melded right into our own society. They look like us, but they don't act like us, and they don't have our capabilities. They're beyond us in certain ways. They are highly telepathic, for instance. They seem to have that ability. They seem to facilitate the abduction experience at times, but they look just like us. Now, what would happen politically with that kind of information coming out? Well, you can imagine. That's not an easy thing for any leader to deal with. Can you imagine vigilante groups popping up left and right everywhere? Sure. Can we imagine economic, financial problems? What if, for instance, the extraterrestrials have a better version of our steel or petroleum? Well, in the long run, I think this would be a wonderful thing. I think most people would think, oh, well, great, let's replace our petroleum because, after all, we're paying so much for gasoline. Okay, well, that's fine. You know, petroleum does environmental damage. But let's say that they have something to replace that. Well, in the long run, that's great. In the short run, you can bet that there are going to be major financial disruptions that will not sit well with a lot of people who have interest in those industries. Ditto with steel. Ditto with any number of other advanced technologies I can think of. So these are problems. And then one of the biggest problems, I think, is one that gets very little attention, and that is lawsuits and prosecution. Because, look, there are a lot of people within the national security structure of this country and other countries, and they do have knowledge of what is going on, but they have been, and they have participated in the secrecy. And what happens if, you know, the secret comes out and a lot of people get angry and they want to prosecute those individuals who have kept this secret? I can guarantee you that there would be a large public support. I don't know how large, but there'd be a number of people who'd want to implement such a lawsuit or such legal proceedings. And those people on the inside are scared. They want to make sure that they have protection in place so that when this is out, they will not be liable to prosecution. So there's a lot of these issues. And then there's religious issues. Good grief. I mean, my God. You know, some of the bravest people I know are some of the very, very conservative, fundamentalist Christians who grew up in an environment being told that belief in all of this stuff is demonic and evil. And it takes a lot of guts for those people to buck their family, their friends, and to look into this topic. But the fact is that there are many, many religions in this world, not just the conservative Christian, but conservative Islamic and others that do not look kindly on changes in a worldview that is based on a very, very strong religious foundation.
But of course, you know, for many, many Christians, this does fit into their belief, because
that's
they believe these are manifestations of the other dimension,
but those,
and
those
that
Christians
these are
already
from the supernatural realm, the other dimension.
Yes, those Christians are a minority. You know, you walk outside into this society, and the vast majority of church-going people, they don't buy into that. They don't look at that as a legitimate topic of inquiry. You know, whether one is a religious or a non-religious person, belief and understanding of this matter, I mean, you know, to have really thought it through, that's a minority position. So all I'm saying is that the disclosure on an extraterrestrial presence is going to cause a lot of disruption in terms of all facets of our life, whether that is religious, whether that is economic, social, political, you name it. And I think in the long run, these changes will be a good thing, because ultimately I believe in the power of truth over falsehood. I don't think that it's a good policy for any society to be built on a foundation of lies. And we have been doing that on the UFO matter for a long time. That's not a good thing, I think.
Well, what about places like Area 51? We hear about this, a secret place for testing, all sorts of bizarre...
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Oh, I was asking about Agenda 51 in the Nevada desert, where
yeah.
they actually test... some people say they test flying saucers there.
That's right. Well, I think that that's the case. I think that they do. We do know for sure that Area 51... And, you know, Area 51 is basically just a kind of a catch-all phrase for the whole Groom Lake facility in Nevada. This is an Air Force/Department of Energy facility. It's huge. I mean, it's just immense. It's out in the middle of nowhere. You could never get to it. You know, it's northwest of Las Vegas. All right, so let's call it all Area 51. That area became known to us, known to the world, really, through the auspices of a fellow named Bob Lazar about 20 years ago with the journalist George Knapp, who basically broke his story. And Lazar said, yes, I worked at this place, and in fact, I worked on a flying saucer there. I was supposed to study its propulsion system. So we now know that, yes, there is an Area 51. There is a Groom Lake facility. Lazar described that accurately enough. The real question is, did he describe the flying saucer bit accurately? Now, what I can say is that a number of journalists have done some significant follow-up into that area and have developed a number of other contacts at Groom Lake, many of whom strongly corroborate what Lazar says. That is, that there are alien discs, or UFO flying saucers at Area 51.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Richard Dolan here at the American Freedom Network.
You may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's morning, Richard Dolan. And before we go on, Richard, would you like to get out your webpage? Would you like to get out based on your book? And how people can get
book,
it if they'd like.
My book is called UFOs and the National Security State. It's a history dealing with the U.S. military's interest in UFO phenomenon from 1941 to 1973. I'm working on the second volume of that, which will be done later this year, and that'll go up to 1991. The third volume will go up to it will go up to the present day, and I'll have that done not long after all that research is finished. My website is keyholepublishing.com. It's just like looking through a keyhole, K-E-Y-H-O-L-E, publishing.com. And that has not only about 40 pages of my book online, which you can just read, including the introduction, but also a lot of articles that I've written over the years, primarily relating to the UFO topic, but also other conspiracy-related topics. So I would encourage you just to go check it out and see what you can find.
Well, do you believe that there is a conspiracy of some sort out there besides the UFO conspiracy? And do you look upon the UFO suppression of information as a conspiracy?
Look, our world, our country, engages in secrecy as a way of life. Not just UFOs. You go through, I mean, it's difficult to get to the bottom of a lot of these secrets, but we have a lot of good documentation on many of them. We know, for example, that the U.S. military and intelligence community engaged in mind control experiments on unwitting subjects for many, many years. They probably still do, but we know that they did in the past. We know about bacteriological weapon testing in American cities, for goodness sake, in which people died. This happened through the 40s and 50s and 60s and probably beyond, but we know about those eras. Secret plutonium testing, secret injection of syphilis on unwitting subjects. Many of the foundations of our national security apparatus were done totally in secrecy, the foundation of the National Security Agency over 55 years ago was founded in complete secrecy. The foundation of the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO, was equally secret over 50 years ago. This is how it goes. U.S. government engages in activities that strive to stay out of the public eye on a regular basis. They tell the public one thing, but they do things very, very differently. The conspiracies are the way it happens. And not only that, you go through American history, the big events, all right, I'm talking about entries into various wars. It is now at least being discussed within high-level academic circles that the origins of World War II may not be what we were told when we were in grade school. That is, there is at least reasonable evidence to argue that President Roosevelt and Chief of Staff George Marshall knew well in advance that the Japanese were going to attack on Pearl Harbor and allowed it to happen. Now, granted, not every academician agrees with this, but there are serious, responsible academicians who have made this case very well. The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution in 1964 by President Johnson, pushed by President Johnson, we know, was a complete charade. That the so-called attack that was done to us by North Vietnamese vessels did not in any remote sense occur the way it was described. And that this was a put-up job, basically to escalate a war that really had no justification. And then you fast forward to 9/11, September 11, 2001. And in fact, at the forthcoming conspiracy conference in Santa Clara, I will be discussing not only UFO secrecy, but I will be discussing the 9/11 conspiracy theories and, you know, trying to make sense out of those. The thing about 9/11 is that as an inside job, and I have argued this for some years now, this is very much in line with a long, long history of American politics, and also international politics. In German history, it's very, very well known that the infamous Reichstag fire of 1933, this was the fire that, you know, Hitler comes into power as chancellor in January of 33, not dictator right away, he's like a prime minister, he's leading a coalition. But 1 month later, the German Congress, its parliament called the Reichstag, was set fire to. It was ablaze. You know, German citizens, maybe some were suspicious of the Nazis, afraid to talk, sound familiar, but most of them could not conceive that their own government could be behind such a dastardly thing. And yet we now know that the Nazis planned it and did it. They blamed it on the communists. They used that event to pass emergency powers for Hitler. And those powers happened to last for 12 years. So you look at that, and you look at 9/11. My father worked at the World Trade Center. He was a retired New York City police officer who for 7 years was a fire safety director at the World Trade Center Plaza. Just so happens, I had 7 years of discussions with my father about fire safety and evacuation procedures of that complex. Well, my dad was lucky. He had Tuesdays off. When that event happened, a very nice man that he shared his job with was killed that day, a person that I knew. It was a personal thing for me, as it was for many, many people. And it took me more than a year of getting over the trauma of what happened on that day, actually to look at the events. And I will say this to you. All right, I don't pretend that I have every answer about what went down on that day and how exactly it happened. But I know this. If those events had happened in any other country, let's say China, let's say 9/11 happened in Beijing, I guarantee you that the American country would be looking at those events a lot more critically, and they would be saying, you know what? Your official explanation of events doesn't appear to have matched the events that we now know have happened. There's a problem with that explanation. But it happened here, and Americans, from the beginning, have refused publicly to examine carefully the bogus explanations that have been foisted upon us by our government. So, regarding 9/11, what you find is that researchers in that field avoid UFO like the plague, which I understand. They have a big enough hurdle to overcome, and then to tack on this whole UFO thing, I think is really asking a little bit too much.
Well, are you suggesting that the UFO might have had something to do with that, or do you think this was an inside job so that we could get the American people to be willing to go to war with Afghanistan?
I would say the latter. I would say that that's very likely the case, and to say that UFOs are involved in 9/11, I would not ever make that argument. I would say, though, that the two conspiracy theories, even though you have UFO researchers who generally speaking, avoid looking at 9/11, although there are some who do, and 9/11 researchers who almost all avoid looking at UFO conspiracy, what I'm suggesting is that both of these conspiracies are fundamentally true, and that there's probably a relationship somewhere. The only reason I say this is because they're both so immense. There's probably a point of contact.
All right,
where there's
we'll be
something
back
going on there.
Back in just a moment to our final section this morning.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Andrea here again with Radian Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radian Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on
Darren,
our buy one, get one free laser package sale.
Why not?
For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadianClinicColorado.com.
I'm about to end. I'm about to go on the air. Like 10 minutes.
Well, I understand here, American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Richard Dolan. We're talking about UFOs, and he's been studying that for many, many years now, has written extensively on this. He'll be talking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 7th and 8th of June. That's in the Marriott Convention Center in Santa Clara. As I said, we'll be there, as will so many of our friends. So it'll be an interesting time. And Richard, of course, has been trying to analyze what the UFO phenomenon is. He is firmly convinced it's real, as am I. The question is, what is it? Does it really come from outer space? Richard, do you honestly believe that these are extraterrestrial beings?
I would say, I don't think anybody really has this answer, Stanley. I think that the extraterrestrial hypothesis is the neatest and least problematic of all of them. That doesn't prove that it's the one. There are certainly many bizarre things about some of the things that people have encountered that would make one think there might be a little bit more than just men from another planet, as was, you know, pretty much assumed back in the 50s. On the other hand, I also think it's very possible that beings of the technology that may be eons ahead of our own might indeed seem as though they were magical, or might seem, have the ability to seem that they are, let us say, interdimensional, whatever that even means. They might seem to have abilities to, blip in and out of our reality, when in fact they might just be very good at cloaking themselves. So there are a lot of possibilities. I think that even now, it's been more than 50 years, I think it is premature for anyone to say they are, you know, absolutely this or that. I think what we have to remind ourselves that there is a big difference between what we know and what we think we know. And as long as we can qualify our statements and not become fanatical about whatever we're concluding, I think all speculation is just fine. I think we just have to remind ourselves of what are the facts on the ground and make sure that our speculations don't conflict or contradict any of the proven facts.
Well, do you think that we have obtained technology from these beings from wherever they are?
Yes, I do.
Is there advanced technology that we are utilizing today that came from these beings?
Well, I think the answer to that is probably yes. And I think this because, A, there are really quite a large number of crash retrieval leaks that have now come out over the years. Now, admittedly, the United States government has never admitted that they've done a crash retrieval of an alien craft, obviously. But there are a number of very good leaks that I think are credible enough that we need to consider them. And in fact, in my very next upcoming book, UFOs and the National Security State, Volume 2, I have delineated a large number of these leaks and really tried to understand them and analyze them. So I think that there's good reason to believe that we've recovered a number of their objects. I also think that there are equally good numbers of leaks from the inside that describe programs in place to study and to attempt to replicate such technology. That doesn't mean that we have duplicated their technology perfectly or even very well. I get the impression from talking to some people that they are still well ahead of us. On the other hand, it does appear that certain breakthroughs in understanding might have been made. It is possible that developments in the 60s of things like high tensile fibers, fiber optics, improvements to our integrated circuits, perhaps laser technology, that these may have something to do with study of advanced alien technology. It's impossible to know because, frankly, within the black budget, what you have is so much secrecy. What I envision probably happened is the military got hold of some artifact, and if they wanted to do anything with it, I mean, they would have to at some point give it to a private defense contractor because those are the guys who actually have the wherewithal and the capability of making things for the military. I mean, they've got the scientists and the engineers to do it. So you might give a piece of something to, say, Lockheed, And Lockheed would say, well, great, that's no problem, we'll do this, but of course any patents that we get off of this are our own. We're not going to share the patents. The military might say, fine, we just want to retain access to, you know, whatever. I assume that the lawyers covertly would work everything out. Meanwhile, you have a private contractor that has access to this extraordinary technology, and at some point they make a breakthrough. Some brilliant scientist looks at an artifact and says, wow, maybe I can't duplicate the electromagnetic properties of this thing, but I can come close. Here's how we can do it. And so then this might spur the process of innovation. I think that is most likely what has happened, rather than, you know, us being able completely to duplicate flying saucers. Having said that, there are a number of leaks from within the Area 51 complex, Groom Lake facility, going back to the 1980s, that claim that the United States military has now made its own, for lack of a better word, flying saucers. Better than Star Trek, according to one person, better than anything you see in the movies. And that's from like 1985. Now, if that can be believed, then we've had breakthrough technology for a very long time. And this, again, may be another reason why releasing this secret is so difficult. How do you explain to your country or to the world that, well, for the last 20 or so years, we've actually had solutions to many of the transportation issues that plague our world? Look at the commercial airline industry for just one example. Think of the amount of fuel that is expended in a typical flight from New York to Los Angeles. An immense amount. And what if within the military, they've had the ability, through electrogravitics, to reduce that fuel consumption?
Well, we're out of time, Richard. We'll look forward to seeing you there at the Conspiracy Conference on the 7th and 8th. Bye-bye.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, what are UFOs? I believe, of course, that they are examples of the other dimension. I believe there is a spiritual dimension. I believe that these are demonic beings, and I believe that there is certainly technology there that, you know, that is far beyond anything that we have in this country. If you study, for instance, the great inventions of Thomas Edison, you'll find that Thomas Edison was a theosophist. He was tied into Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's movement, and she was a Luciferian. She openly said, of course, you worship Lucifer, and of course, Thomas Edison would go into meditation, into trances, and would come up with some of the most amazing things, like the electric light and the motion picture and the phonograph, things of this sort, all, of course, products of the other dimension, which I believe Thomas Edison did access, and, of course, his good friend Henry Ford was involved in spiritualism and theosophy as well. But we're not going to tell the American people that sort of thing. After all, you're supposed to believe what your government tells you. There is no other dimension out there. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is another dimension. People tap into it. And, of course, there is tremendous power there. But, of course, you don't want to access that power, ladies and gentlemen. Your job is to fear God and keep His commandments. Now, we have an excellent book on the subject. It's called Alien Intervention. Very simple little book, but written from a Christian perspective as we look at the stories of UFOs. We have an excellent DVD. It's called Government Secrecy and UFOs by Bob Fletcher. Now, Bob is a good friend. He believes in aliens. His material is impeccable, only we interpret it differently. I believe, of course, these are supernatural beings. He believes they're aliens, but it doesn't really matter. His material that he has in this DVD is excellent, so we carry it. Richard Dolan was talking about the experiments on the American people. Well, we have that covered in a government document that was put out in 1994. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report, where they talk about the mass experiments on the American people. Americans died, totally suppressed it. They don't want you to know about that. We are dealing, ladies and gentlemen, with organized evil that permeates every aspect of our society, and our only protection is certainly in our personal belief in the Lord. Now, if you'd like to get the material we talked about, the book Alien Intervention, the DVD on government secrets and UFOs, or the Rockefeller Committee report, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To put things into perspective, of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the CD by the DVD by the same title. And it is available on our Internet site where you can watch it free of charge. Of course, we hope you'll want to get the DVD because that helps to maintain our network that we have across America. Then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, because that really brings us all into clear perspective, and there is a syllabus that goes with that. Just as there's a syllabus that goes with our talk, the plan, the police state. And if you get the syllabus, why, you'll actually have writings from the people on the other side. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have organizations, they put out publications, they put out pamphlets for their little inner sect, that, of course, they understand what's going on, and you don't. You don't understand. They're working within our political system. They're working within your local community. They are there, just like you and I. They have a different worldview. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.